Listen to me, Israel. I have set a king over you as you requested. He is now your leader. As for me, I am old and gray, and my sons are here with you. I have been your leader from my youth until this day. Here I stand. Testify against me in the presence of the Lord, and whomever I have wronged, I will make it right.
No, Samuel. You have neither cheated us nor oppressed us.
That's true, yeah. It's true. Yeah, he's been a really good guy. He's wonderful. Yeah, guy.
The Lord is witness against you.
Yes, he is witness.
If you fear the Lord, serve and obey him. Do not rebel against his commands, and both you and your king follow the Lord your God, then good. But if you do not obey, and you rebel against the Lord's commands, his hand will be against you as it was against your fathers. Now then, stand still and watch. I will call upon the Lord to send thunder and rain. You will then realize what an evil thing you did in the eyes of the Lord. Father in heaven, hear your servant. I ask for thunder and rain to show your people the evil and sin they have committed against you.
The man asks for rain and it comes immediately? We must have really angered the Lord. Oh, pray to the Lord your God for your servants so that we will not die. We've already added to our list of sins by asking for a king. Oh boy, if we messed up.
No.
Do not be afraid. You may have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord. Instead, serve him with all your heart. Do not serve useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his own people, because he was pleased to make you his own. I will not sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. I will teach you the way that is good and right. Consider what great things he has done for you. If you persist in doing what is evil, both you and your king will be swept away. Saul?
Yes, Samuel. I am here.
I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you as king over his people Israel. Listen now to the message from the Lord. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go and attack the Amalekites and totally destroy everything that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Every man, woman, and child is to be put to death along with every animal.
You got it, Saul. I'm on my way. All right, men, let's load them up and move them out. We have work to do for the Lord.
Saul summoned the men and mustered them at Telaim. Saul himself went to the city of Amalek and set an ambush in the ravine.
Hey, you there, Kenite, listen to me right now. You need to leave immediately. We're talking yesterday. I am totally serious. You have to leave so I don't have to destroy you along with the Amalekites. Hey, don't get it twisted. I'm only sparing you because you showed kindness to Israelites when they came up out of Egypt.
Thanks for sparing our lives. We will not forget this.
Yeah, I got you. Now please, hurry and go. Get out of here. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness.
Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way to the east of Egypt. He took King Agag of the Amalekites alive, but all the rest of his people he totally destroyed with the sword. Along with sparing Agag, Saul and his army also spared the rest of their sheep and cattle, and anything they found was good. Anything they found of value they kept, and totally destroyed everything else they found weak and useless.
Samuel,
Your servant is listening.
I am grieved that I made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions.
Oh, dear Lord. You predicted this would happen. I am very distressed to hear this news. What are the people of Israel going to say when Saul is removed? Will they believe me? Will they believe you? Why couldn't they have kept their trust in you and kept you as their king and ruler? I will go and see Saul in the morning. Excuse me, I am looking for Saul. Do you know where I can find him?
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact, I do know where you can find him. Saul has gone to Carmel.
Yeah, he sure has. He set up a monument in his own honor.
Woo-wee!
You should see it. It is something.
He has turned and gone down to Gilgal.
Hey, my good friend Samuel. May God bless you.
Saul, what is going on here? Tell me.
Well, I'm just here carrying out the instructions of the Lord. You remember the instructions you told me about?
Is that so? Then why do I hear the sounds of sheep and cattle?
Sheep and cattle? Oh, you mean that.
Well, the soldiers brought those from the Amalekites.
It was actually a really funny story, Samuel. Here, let me explain. What happened was
they spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord God. But don't worry, we totally destroyed all the rest.
Stop. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night.
Sure, of course. Tell me.
Although you were once small in your own eyes, you became head of the tribes of Israel. The Lord anointed you king over Israel. He sent you on a mission saying, go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Make war on them until you have wiped them out. Why didn't you obey the Lord? Why did you do evil in the eyes of the Lord?
But I did obey the Lord. I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back their king Agag.
Okay, yes. The soldiers did take the sheep and cattle from the plunder, but it was the best of what was to be devoted to God in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God.
Bah! Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obedience to his word? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the sin of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
What?
Oh, I have sinned. I have violated the Lord's commandments and instructions. I was afraid of the people, so I gave in to them. I beg you, forgive my sin and come back with me so that I may worship the Lord.
I will not go back with you. You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king over Israel.
I lose my kingdom? I'm so sorry.
I understand. I'll be leaving now.
Saul, wait.
What is it, Samuel? You've torn the hem of my robe.
The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to one of your neighbors, to one better than you. He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he is not a man that he should change his mind.
I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me, Samuel, so that I may worship the Lord your God. God is no longer with me. My kingdom is torn from me. Is there anything I can do?
Bring me Agag, king of the Amalekites.
So you are Samuel. I've heard about you for some time. I must say, I am not impressed.
Why are you trembling? Aren't you confident in yourself?
I am not afraid. Surely the bitterness of death has passed. Why else would you keep me here, Samuel?
As your sword has made women childless, so your mother will be childless among women. The work of the Lord has been completed. I must now leave you, Saul.
But where are you going?
Home. I'm going back to Ramah. You should go home, too.
Yes, Samuel. I will return to Gibeah of Saul. Samuel, will I ever see you again?
Though I mourn for you, Saul, I will not see you again. The Lord is grieved that he made you king of Israel. I must go on to do the Lord's work. The Lord will bring to me the new king of Israel. Take care, Saul.